Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. There are so many things to get to this evening. Of course, I am definitely going to weigh in on the NBA scandal that broke this morning. We'll talk Minnesota Vikings football because they are in L.A. to face the Chargers. But I got to talk about something that occurred with me earlier today. I had a good cry today. Happy tears are the best tears. There are so many things that happen on a daily basis that make me upset, that infuriate me. That on a day like today, having a good cry about something so positive, so inspiring, and so deserved makes me feel good. Sophia Fortis, she deserves to live. She's the last of the victims of the Annunciation school shootings. She's 12 years old. And I have prayed for her many times, like I know all of you have too. But with this story being such a tragic one, with the loss of life of two students at her school, I just can't tell you, man, I have just been hoping and praying for the best for her. And at the same time, fearing the worst. But I think that that's the thing that I take away from this story. That's the part that I want you guys to take away from what I'm talking about right now. And this incident. And how it made me cry. What I want you to take away from it is, never give up hope. There are so many things that are happening in our city, in our state, in our country, in the entire world that needs fixing. And we know this. We're living it every single day. We get mad at our mayor. We get mad at our state politicians, the president, people all over the world. But for 10 minutes on my drive down 35W and then sitting in my parked vehicle before I had a meeting today, you know what? Nothing else in the world mattered. Nothing else mattered. The only thing that mattered was that Sophia was going home. I'm driving. I'm listening to Chad Hartman and Susie Jones talking about this. And, man, my eyes got watery. And I'm like, yes. And, you know, and you're going through all the emotions and you're feeling it and you're talking out loud in your vehicle that God is good. And you're happy that something positive happened today. And then you get off the freeway. I got off on, 46th? And now I'm not tearing up. I'm like, I got tears. And I'm wiping my face. Today is a good day. Today, in her story of perseverance and being a fighter and a community loving on a child that's overcome so much, that gives you hope. Because there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world. You guys know it. We all live in it. We see more negative storylines on television and on the radio than positive ones. But man, I'll never forget where I was when I heard about her getting out of the hospital. And then seeing, this was so crazy, when I parked the vehicle, of course, I hop on social media. I hop on X, Twitter, and I see a picture of her standing. And because when I talk about hoping for the best but fearing the worst, we don't know what recovery and your life looks like. We have had young people that have been shot, that have had their lives altered tragically. And those that have lived, number one, regardless of what level of the incident, there's going to be trauma there that you're going to live with for the rest of your life. But not everybody is able to walk. Some are paralyzed. Some are not able to communicate. So there's levels to injuries. But to see her have... to see her have her hat on and to stand and not be in a wheelchair, to know that she was able to go to her school, I can only imagine what it was like for her classmates. If that's not the most uplifting story in the state of Minnesota and one of the most uplifting moments in our country, in the world today, then I just don't know what's residing in your heart. 651-461-9226. Your thoughts next on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
All right, the WCCO talk and text line is wide open, 651-461-9226. If you'd like to react to my opening segment, have at it. The other thing that I want to say, though, before I get to any text, phone calls, whatever, is that the other thing that I want us to realize on this amazing, beautiful day that Sophia Fortress has went back home, has been released from the hospital. The other thing I want us to realize, beyond just holding on to the hope and knowing that it feels good that she's alive, that she's doing so much better, is that we have to understand it's on us now. And let me explain that quickly. It's on us now. The doctors saved her life. Sophia, she fought to live. The community and her parents, they held on to hope. And now what's next? This is not time to just poo-poo and say, oh, yes, our prayers were blessed, they're granted. She's alive. She got on the other side of this. No, no, no. The topic about gun violence is still there. So let's not try to, we're not going to do this thing where it's, we're moving on to the next, well, you know what? Because we do this all the time. We get sad for a few moments, and then it's on to the next. Because let's be honest, there's so many damn headlines. It'll depress you. But let's understand we got work to do. We still got our eyes on the prize. Like Martin Luther King Jr. said many, many years ago, we got our eyes on the prize. Now's not the time to be letting up and not putting pressure politically on people to do the right damn thing. Let's take a phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Rick. I agree completely with what you just said about now is the time to get something done about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I primarily wanted to comment on was your opening comments. I found you to be very inspired. And I simply wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, listen, Jeff, the way you're feeling right now, because I can hear it in your voice, that's how I felt at 1:20 earlier today. Because
yep, I know.
I think that what you're feeling and I felt earlier today and I still feel, see, that's what we need, man. We need more of this.
It is. Yeah,
we need more of the being teary-eyed, being grateful, being thankful, being hopeful for what tomorrow brings. There are people that pulled together and did what they could to make sure that that young lady's life was that she was going to live. And when we say everybody's life matters, it's actually a thing. And when we belittle people, when we try to make ourselves bigger than other people, then we don't have the moments where we can all collectively be happy about such a moment like today.
Well, you were just the guy to bring it out, and I wanted to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff and Sauk Rapids. I can hear in Jeff's voice the how emotional he is. But I think that one of the things and the reason why, and I'm getting texts and people are touched, I don't have to have a child to feel a certain way about somebody else's child. What I would want for my child, I would want for your child. And so that's, I think that when we start thinking through that lens too, and stop being less selfish about what's going on in the world, then I think that we'll just be in a better place.
We will. And to hear this story gives you hope that there's still good in the world, because we do have a lot of awful things. And this story, the shooting at Annunciation, we can't forget about why we're in this situation. Like, there was a tragedy that happened, and lives were lost. Some children never got to come home. Some parents don't have their children. And thankfully, Sophie is able to go home. And as the parent of a daughter myself, son, daughter, doesn't matter. When you hear the story of, you know, initially the prognosis, not good, and then you see everybody working tirelessly, and for her to be able to be released, and the sort of rallying that we've had, it really does give you a glimmer of hope, but it just still pisses you off that we got here in the first place.
Yep.
Like you said, we can't forget that.
Hey, 651-461-9226. You know, I mean, think of it through this lens. If I wanted to try to narrow it down and look at it through a sports prism, think of it like this. If we can all rally around this moment, this story, this young girl, we can do the same with regards to how we want our world to be. Everything doesn't have to be divisive. Everything doesn't have to be looked at through a political lens. If we all just kind of look at things through the lens of, man, let's just live a good life. Let's just all kind of pull together. Let's just do what we can for each other, as opposed to looking at, well, what can I do for myself? I think that we will be so much in a better place if we just even started there. Started there. Let's go to Jeff in St. Paul.
Yes, I appreciate the topic of the discussion. It's disappointing. Sorry. It's disappointing that we can't get the legislature to allow us to vote on it. And I was just wondering if we could actually get people together to try and do an amendment to the Minnesota Constitution so we can all have a chance to vote on it. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in St. Paul. I hear you, Jeff. I'm not against that at all. I think that this is the part that frustrates me, and this gets back to the, like, today was a good day, at least in my eyes. And you have the happy tears, but then at the end of the day, you'll get back to being frustrated. Is there's something that we see that happens all the time in political circles. And this is what happens. If you stall enough, right? That's the tactic. If you stall enough, hopefully people will forget about it. And I think that is what we have going on right now. At all levels of government, at all levels of politics, there are certain topics and issues. If you just wait it out, then maybe people will forget about it.
Out of sight, out of mind. You push it off.
That's the tactic. Yep. And so I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. But that seems to be the tactic, the go-to, that a lot of people are utilizing right now. Let's take one more phone call from Mike in Edina. What's up, Mike?
Lake, how are you? Thanks for the taking my call. Thank you.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, number one, I've been wanting to tell you this for a while, but in our market of DeRushas and Barreros, be glad to be a Lake, man. You keep it real 100% all the time. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I owe a lot to Dan Barrero. He really helped me out, and Jason DeRusha is about as fine of a human being as you're going to find, so I just try to be the best person I can be, man.
Well, we appreciate you. I wanted to comment real quick. on the Annunciation thing, I have two kids that go to Our Lady of Grace, which is a neighboring Catholic school. So when all this stuff went down, it really shook us, right? Because my kids play soccer with the kids from Annunciation. But a couple of things. Number one, you're talking about, keep trying, keep making it better. We don't hear anything about the assailant's parents ever anymore in the media since it happened, like a week or 2 weeks out. And then my second point being with the gal who came home today, like, as, you know, thinking Sophia. About it from a parent's perspective. Excuse me. Sophia. Yep.
No, you're good.
I think about, man, where's the first place you want to go when you come out of the hospital? Wouldn't it be traumatic to go back to the school where it happened?
But those are the people that she loves and cares about and she has friendships with. Like, I think we're all different from a trauma level. I think that she probably, because you know why I'm not necessarily surprised by that? Is because of how strong she is, right? Yep. Like she wanted to go back to a happy place with the people that love her, her classmates. So, I mean, that inspires me even more that this 12-year-old girl, she is, because there's always going to be, she'll never, that's something she's going to remember for the rest of her life, and she's always going to probably have some sort of trauma, and her family's going to live with that, the community's going to live with that. But to know that she shows back up to the school and how inspired and how loved she was and is, and what that means for not only her, but also everybody that cares for her, oh my, man, I'm going to tell you this right now. There's a lot of things that we like to do, right? Like, well, I love to be at Target Center to watch the Wolves. I love to be at, at a Vikings game, whatever. You do not know how much money I would pay to be able to see that interaction and just see the love in that exact moment. You know what I mean? I mean, that to me, when I think about this story, this is one of the most beautiful moments that I've had in terms of a storyline and something that's happened today that actually just warmed my heart.
Absolutely. Can't agree with you more, man. Thank you again for being you, and thanks for bringing it up on the air. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the kind words from Mike and Edina. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the local weather. And then, look, you guys need to be aware of a company and a product that we're going to talk about in the next segment with my friend Camilla Elamine, because we are now living in a time where people are concerned about the cost of prescription drugs and health care and all of that. You're going to hear about Essie's Wonder Butter. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.